Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
Are e-cigarettes more dangerous than conventional cigarettes? I know. It's so confusing. There's so much information out there on all kinds of topics in health and medicine. And this is another controversial issue. The controversy seems to continue to grow. But I stand by what I've said before. In science, you know, trying to figure out truth is really a process. I don't know if we ever, or I should say we rarely end up at an absolute perfect conclusion about something, because we just always are learning more. It's a dynamic field, makes it exciting. And personally, you know, I've held out a lot of hope for e-cigarettes. I have a couple of friends of mine, one in particular who's been smoking for a very long time. She's just a wonderful person, wonderful mom. She's been a close friend of mine for many years, and you know, she's getting ready. She knows that she needs to stop for her own health, for her child, and you know, we're talking about patches, gums, e-cigarettes. So I personally, there's, you know, I really do have a lot of hope that they are safe and can really help her to, you know, quit the conventional cigarette. But I think it's also important that we always present what's out there, right? I think as doctors in here, you know, the other shows on RadioMD.com, I think it's important that we present, you know, the data, the information, and sometimes we have to leave the conclusions up to you. We can give our own suggestions and beliefs and opinions, but, you know, I want to be as objective as I can in this. This comes from a report out of Medscape.com. That's a website for doctors. You know, we can do our continuing medical education there. Let me just start off by reading a few sentences here right from the report. Researchers have found excessive levels of formaldehyde, an established carcinogen, in the vapor produced by e-cigarettes when the devices are used at high voltage. The cancer risk from this unexpected finding is much greater than from conventional cigarettes. Okay? This finding was reported in a research letter published online January 22nd, in the New England Journal of Medicine. Okay. Let me just kind of give you the data here. So let me go down to that paragraph in the report. So although no formaldehyde-releasing agents were detected when the system was used at the low-voltage setting. So with e-cigarettes, you can... I'm honestly not that familiar with how they work, but apparently there's a low setting where you get a little bit of vapor, and then there's a higher setting, I guess maybe when you went that bigger drag or something. So there's low volt and high volt settings. So on the low volt setting, there was no formaldehyde detected. It was at the high voltage setting, what they list here as 5 volts. There was an average of 380 micrograms of formaldehyde per sample of 10 puffs. That's what was detected. The researchers went on to say, extrapolating from the results at the high voltage, an e-cigarette user vaping, that's what they call it, vaping at a rate of 3 mils per day would inhale a little over 14 milligrams of formaldehyde per day. This is anywhere from 5 to 15 times as high as the risk associated with long-term smoking from a conventional cigarette, depending on the method of calculation, they explained. So what they're saying is you take e-cigarettes have some bad chemicals in them too, just like conventional cigarettes. Not as many, but they have some chemicals in there that have to preserve the vapor, that have to allow the liquid to be vaporized. I mean, there's certain chemicals that have to be used. By the way, there's not formaldehyde in the liquid. You know, so you get this little liquid cartridge, you hook it in, turn up the volts, take your drag, it vaporizes it, you bring it into your lungs, you get ultimately you're getting the nicotine, that's why you're doing it, and you get that feeling of smoking. There's no formaldehyde in the liquid. What happens is one of the preservatives, propylene glycol, it breaks down, especially when it's heated as when you vaporize using the higher volt, it breaks down into formaldehyde. That's why they call them formaldehyde releasing agents. So propylene glycol is in the liquid. That becomes a formaldehyde releasing agent when it's vaporized. So there's no formaldehyde in the actual liquid. It comes from the breakdown of the other chemicals. So, you know, at the high volt, when somebody wants that deeper drag, I guess, you know, that larger hit of nicotine, 5 volts, that had a significant amount of formaldehyde in it. And that's definitely a concern. Formaldehyde is a well-established carcinogen. So this, you know, just right there, this is not good news. But there are detractors of this study, and there's many of them, as a matter of fact. And many, many e-cigarette manufacturers are calling, and some doctors, by the way, are calling this study irresponsible. And they're basically saying that because the conditions under which these researchers analyzed the e-cigarettes really is not in any way resembling real world, you know, scenarios. Now, in response to that, okay, so apparently what the researchers did is they turned it up to the high voltage, you know, assuming people are taking these huge 2-second draws, and that's how they came up with their calculations. The manufacturers say that's not how they're used. The high voltage is not used all the time. But in response to that, David Payton, who's the professor of chemistry at Portland State University in Oregon, who was one of the authors of the study, says that we went out and obtained the device from a vaping store and used it under standard settings. We did not modify it in any way. It's not like we just pushed the button and generated as much vapor as possible. We generated the vaping puffs under what are considered standard puff conditions, 2-second puffs. Okay, so, you know, here you have the author saying, you know, that no, they did replicate standard puffing conditions, vaping conditions, and yet the manufacturer says it's not true. 2-second puffs are considered long, especially at the high voltage. Apparently, you can get what is known as a, I think it's called a dry puff. What happens is when you're on a high setting with these e-cigarettes, if you draw it too long, if you've taken too much of a breath, it overheats the liquid. It doesn't really vaporize it. It really just becomes overheated. It can actually burn your throat. It burns your lungs and leaves a nasty taste. So the manufacturers say that's because of that, and you learn that very quickly with an e-cigarette, apparently, that they don't most people aren't using the high voltage. Or if they do, it's a real quick little puff. So this high voltage 2-second puff is really not real world conditions. Okay, so there you have it. You have the manufacturers saying one thing, you have the researchers saying another. Gregory Conley, he is the president of the American Vaping Association. He calls this study absolutely alarmist. When the vapor product device was tested at 3.3 volts, zero formaldehyde was detected, he pointed out to Medscape.com. It was only when researchers increased the voltage to 5, which is equivalent to about 12 watts, that formaldehyde was detected in the aerosol. That is extreme overheating territory, Conley explained. And apparently that's going to lead to what they refer to as this dry puff phenomenon. It burns, it tastes horrible, and people with e-cigarettes don't do that. They don't turn it on the high voltage, and they don't take these 2-second puffs. And you'd have to do that over and over and over again to get that level of formaldehyde that was actually detected in this study. So where does that leave us? Well, there's still a lot of questions to be answered. What we need, my thoughts personally, we need more research, obviously, and we need to replicate this in more real settings where everybody, the researchers and the manufacturers, are happy. So they need to get together. Manufacturers and researchers need to get together, design a good study, real world conditions, and test these things. And we'll see where it goes. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.